This is another in the series of weekly reports to the people of Minnesota by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy. Today, Senator McCarthy is questioned about the War on Poverty bill. Senator, with the passage of the bill, of the poverty bill, would it be possible to summarize the intent of this measure?
The intent, I think, is really to deal with the causes of poverty rather than with the simple relief of the suffering of the poor. So often in the past, in dealing with poverty, we've dealt with the symptoms, have somehow accepted that the operation of the American economic system itself would eventually take care of the problem. Certainly this was the case with a number of the welfare programs that developed at the time of the New Deal, some that even preceded the New Deal. And these have more or less been continued in the years since 1935. But with the economy of the country operating so as to produce something over $600 billion of products each year, and with the rate of economic growth expanding, the old remedies were, and the old hopes really, that somehow the system would take care of the problem, these had to be put aside. And in this bill, under the leadership of President Johnson and in his effort reflecting some of the views of President Kennedy, we are making a sound and a hard approach to the solution of these problems, which some of which have been with us as long as the history of civilization and certainly as long as the history of the United States.
Senator, can you outline for us the significant phases of the poverty bill?
Well, there are a number of titles. I suppose that perhaps the most significant are really four. One, in the first title, there's a provision for a Job Corps. This is oftentimes referred to as a revival of the old Civilian Conservation Corps, but in concept it is somewhat different. In any case, it's expected that it will take care of something like 100,000 young people each year. Along with this, there's a work training program which would involve 200,000 young people between the ages of 16 and 21, and a work-study program for young people seeking higher learning, students from low-income families, eligible for part-time employment, which would involve 140,000 in the first year. Taken altogether, this involves almost 500,000 young people. In addition to that, there is the community action program to deal with special problems of poverty, a program to combat poverty in rural areas, which is a very special problem, and then a work experience program, which is hoped will provide constructive work experience for unemployed fathers and for needy persons.
Senator, there has been some criticism of the bill that it suggests a return to New Deal concepts of the 30s. Is that correct? Is that a valid criticism?
No, I think it's quite different, really, in its conception from some of the New Deal programs. The Civilian Conservation Corps idea, of course, was a New Deal idea. It was a good idea. The difficulty was that it was dropped too soon, that the problems with which it dealt, the problem of the employment of young people, continued through the years, with the exception of the wartime period, when, of course, there was a great shortage of workers. But in peacetime, both before the war and in the years since, the problem of unemployed youth has been a very vexing problem for the country. This is not a return, therefore, to a New Deal effort, but it's one which should have been continued and which must be a part of our total economic and really social and educational structure until a full balance is achieved in the American economy.
Another question raised in connection with the poverty bill, Senator, is the administration control of the program. And under the bill, is it fair to say that that exists largely in the hands of local government?
Well, I think it's a mixed matter of control. It is accepted, of course, that poverty is a national problem and not a local problem. But every reasonable protection is built in so that the rights and the concern of the local communities and of the state governments and state officials, as well as of private organizations that are working in this field, are given protection. The effort is to cooperate with and to strengthen and to support and to sustain these efforts rather than to supplant them in any way by a national program.
Thank you very much. This has been Senator Eugene J. McCarthy in another weekly report from his office in Washington, D.C.